please do have a pen and paper ready, or be ready on your computer to take some notes. I have a feeling that our guest speaker is going to be doing something very powerful with us on this call, and it may help to be able to jot something down or jot down a few things. So yeah, please do be ready to take some notes. And as most of you know, yes, our guest speaker this month is Nina Cook. She is my mindset coach, and I've already told the story a couple of times, so I won't tell it again on this call, but I will say that, yeah, I mean, I directly attribute the mindset coaching that Nina did for me to these really skyrocketing numbers in my income. And, I think by clearing out that childhood belief of I don't matter, by clearing that out, even though I didn't even realize it was a problem or that I even had that belief, but by clearing that out, yeah, I became more confident in my offers. And, you know, sometimes I would have a task in front of me, and that task might make me more money. In fact, probably would. But sometimes if business was good enough, I'd rather just pack up early, go home, hang out with the family or watch some TV or whatever. And so, but lately I've actually really noticed this, that if there's a task in front of me that might make me some more money, I'm motivated to do that. Whereas before, just my kind of thermostat would shut the heater off or whatever the metaphor is, and I just sort of stay where I was. So I'm really excited that Nina's on these calls with us and going to present. Please reach out to me, reply to any email I've sent you, or you can reach out to Nina directly. I'm hoping Nina will give out her email address at the end of this presentation as well, but Nina, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's Nina Cook, and again, that's C-O-O-K-E, Nina Cook at, is it Nina at ninacook.co.uk? Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Nina@ninacook.co.uk.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. So Nina@ninacook, C-O-O-K-E, Nina@ninacook.co.uk. So at this point, I'd really like to hand it over to Nina. And Nina, you can take over the presentation whenever you're ready to show your screen. And fantastic. We will, this is going to be a great call. Make sure you really focus on what Nina's saying and go through the exercises, because I think you guys are going to walk away with something really valuable by the end of this call.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for this fantastic intro. And I just want to say it has been such a pleasure working with you in every capacity. Rob was my coach in my first business, personal shopping business, and I have to credit him for so much of the success that I had. And so we've coached each other over the years, and it's always been such a pleasure. I am so excited about this week's call, because this is the week we actually put everything into action. And I'm really hoping that you're going to participate fully, which means for this call in particular, to switch off all your distractions. Because in this call, I'm going to be taking you through an exercise to get rid of a powerful limiting belief. And you really need to focus on it 100% to get the very best result. And I want you to get the very best result you possibly can. Last week, we spoke about a daily mindset practice. So I shared some of my favorite mindset practices, some of which I do on a daily basis, some of which I dip in and out of, to give you a selection to see if there's anything that resonated with you that you could incorporate into your life. Now, I know you're very busy and there's lots going on all the time, but just spend even a few minutes, even if it's 5 minutes a day, doing one or more of these practices can really get your thinking into a place where you feel you can achieve so much more than you believed you could. And it really just starts growing your perspective about what is possible for you. And some of the practices I shared included journaling. So journaling about your goals, journaling about positive feelings about where you want to be, journaling affirmations, but always writing in a really positive way and putting lots of emotion and energy into it. Another way of bringing more of what you want into your life was to do a gratitude list. A gratitude list is so powerful and so easy to do. It literally can just take seconds if you say what you're grateful for, or you can write it down, whatever feels better for you. One other practice I shared was to keep saying to yourself, events have no meaning. And we're going to really put that in, that's going to be used in a really powerful way today in the context of what we're going to be doing. So we're going to be doing a lot more work around events have no meaning. Also, I spoke about vision boards and how you can create a vision board. You can maybe create it online or cut and paste onto a big piece of paper. I put my vision board into my diary, which I use every day, so I can see it every day. And you can use the combination of pictures and words to really bring to life what you want to achieve, what's important to you. Also, we spoke about visualizing, maybe spending as little as 4 or 5 minutes a day, just picking one thing that you want in your life. So it may be a holiday, it may be working with a particular client, it may be having a certain amount of income, but just pick one thing and focus on that. Focus on it with real intention and have fun doing it. Don't make it heavy or stressful. Just have fun doing it. And remember to put lots and lots of emotion into your visualization. And if you feel the emotion is drying up or you're going into negative thinking about everyday stuff, then just pull yourself back out of that negative loop of thinking and just focus back onto your goal that you're visualizing. A particular favorite of mine, a particular favorite practice is speaking to the universe and asking for what you want. And this is something that I do a lot. I took my dog for a walk earlier on today, and I was just chatting to the universe while I was walking around the park, asking for things that I wanted. And again, not asking in a heavy way, but just asking in a very light, playful way. Wouldn't it be great if this came to me easily? I'd love to have more of this in my life. And, you know, this is all stuff that's coming to me, and just keeping it really nice and easy, and just having a chat. That's what I really like to do, chatting with the universe as if the universe is my best friend. And finally, it was introduced a practice of where you put your focus on is really, really important. So pivot your focus to focusing only on what you want. And even if you can't get a picture of it in your head, just say to yourself, I'm going to focus only on what I want. And just keep saying this to yourself, and that will just neutralize any negative thinking and bring your thinking back into a default state. And the very final practice I shared with you was just to say thank you. If there's any negative thinking going on and you want to break that loop, just say thank you, and that immediately brings you back into your present moment. Very, very easy to do. So those were the mindset practices we spoke about last week. And I would love to know how you got on with them, if you've adopted any of them, if you've tried one and found, well, that didn't really work so well, but I want to try another one, whether you've kept up with them or whether you've stopped doing them. And again, there's no judgment, but I would really love to know how you're getting on with them. Today, as I said, is the day of implementation. And I'm going to be sharing with you an exercise that I do with my one-to-one clients. This is exactly the same exercise that I did with Rob in order to help him get rid of his limiting belief. And this is exactly what my coach did with me in order to help me get rid of my limiting beliefs. And it's not just getting rid of your limiting belief. It's bringing in a new limiting belief, a new empowering belief into your subconscious. Because when you let go of the limiting belief, you create a space, a lovely space, and you can bring a new belief about what's true about you into that space to really help you to have a business you love, to be able to work with clients you want to work with, to be able to charge more, and just have a sense of fun and new energy in your business. Now, when I was thinking about what belief we could work on today, there are so many limiting beliefs around working with your ideal clients, or limiting beliefs that are stopping you from working with your ideal clients. And I was thinking, which limiting belief could we work on today? There are beliefs like, I'm a fraud, I'm not good enough, no one will pay me that much, I have no value, lots of different beliefs. And I chose one which comes up again and again with my clients, and this is one that scores highly. So having worked with hundreds of clients, business owners, entrepreneurs, just like you, I wanted to pick one that I thought would really resonate strongly with you, and by getting rid of it today would help you to start working with more of your ideal clients than ever before, and being able to charge your worth and starting to really think big about what's possible for you. And this is the belief I've decided to help you with today. It's scary to play big. And this is a belief which I had, and it was a belief which I didn't even know I had. It was buried deep within my subconscious. And we're going to work on this together. I'm going to take you through an exercise step by step so you can get rid of this belief once and for all. And this will open up new opportunities for you. This will open up new ways of looking at what you're doing and what you are able to do going forward. And I'm really, really excited about working on this belief with you today. Before we get into the exercise, I'd just like you to think about what impact is this belief having on you, and what impact is it having on your business? And it's easy just to keep doing the same thing every day, staying safe in our comfort zone. But this is an opportunity for you to really dive deeply into what you believe is holding you back and how it's affecting your life, not just your business, but your life. How it's affecting your relationships, how it's affecting your actions and the results you're getting in your business. It's really, really important, isn't it, sometimes to take stock of where we are and where we want to be, and what is in that gap of where you are and where you want to be. Is this belief stopping you from having more of what you want? It's scary to play big. And what I'd love you to do is to just step into it. What one big action could you take if you didn't have this belief? What big action would you be willing to take? Who would you connect with? Who would you reach out to? Who would you invite to be your JV partner? Maybe you want to go and speak on a stage, but you're too scared of speaking. What would you do if you didn't have this belief it's scary to play it big? How would you show up in the world? Who would you be? And I'd really like you to dream big. Don't just think about an action which is a little bit out of your comfort zone. Think of a big, bold action. A big, bold action that would actively enable you to step into the next level of you, of how you want to show up in your business. What would you be charging? What sort of client would you be working with? How visible would you be? And please take a moment to write down this big action. And feel the excitement of it, how good it feels. And just imagine what people are saying, what people are doing around you as you're stepping into this next level of you. And now I'd like you to write down all the reasons why you're not, or why you feel you can't take this action right now. Why does it feel scary for you to play big? Why does it feel scary to come out of that comfort zone? Just take a moment to write down why you can't take that action right now, or why you're not taking that action right now, why you believe it's not possible for you to take that action right now, why it feels scary for you. And we're going to come back to this later, so please keep that note. Okay, now what's so great about playing big? What does it enable you to do? Who do you have to be in order to play big? Well, playing big means you trust yourself that you have what it takes. You have that self-belief. You have that level of confidence, that certainty within you that you are able to pull in what you want into your life. So whether that's working with incredible clients who really appreciate you, who get amazing transformations, who believe in your value and are willing to pay your value, they don't think twice about it. It's trusting yourself to be able to give that big result you promise. It's trusting yourself to be able to reach out to people and know your value and your worth, to know you're as good as everyone else. You believe in your value. When you believe in your value, other people will believe in your value as well, but you have to believe in it first. That's the very first step. And believing in your value becomes easy. It becomes automatic when you start working on that part of you that's denying you your worth. When you start working on the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, that's when you automatically start knowing how much you have to offer. And when you know how much you have to offer, then you start putting out bigger offers to the world. You start being more visible. You start doing more marketing. It feels good because you know that you can transform so many people's lives. Doing this work on your limiting beliefs leads to huge growth, not just business growth, but personal growth. This is about you stepping up to who you need to be in order to get to that next level of your business success. And it's not about finding it from the outside world. It's about accessing it from within you. It's already there within you. You have the blueprint of how to be magnificent and have huge success in your life. That blueprint is within you. And all that's happened is you've simply forgotten that you have it. And I'm hoping that our work today will be such a strong reminder for you that you have everything within you already in order to play the biggest game of your life. And this is how you are supposed to be. You don't have to earn the right to play big. All you have to do is give yourself permission. And it's just about learning the truth about yourself, about how magnificent you are. And then you can unlock the power that's already within you. And an easy way of doing this is to find your limiting beliefs and to get rid of them and replace them with new empowering beliefs. And we're going to be making a start with that today. And when you have this complete self-belief and confidence in yourself, then you can automatically achieve much more without working harder. It's about making your perspective so much bigger than it's ever been before about yourself and your worth and your vision. And then that becomes your new reality. You don't have to work hard or strive. It just automatically happens for you. And that's really, really exciting. So what can you achieve in your life? Who do you need to be? What do you have to believe to be true about you in order to start working with those amazing clients, in order to have a business full of flow, a business that works for you, that gives you a work-life balance you absolutely love, a business that allows you to put out your offers there in a really confident way? Before we get into the actual exercise I'm going to walk you through step by step, I just want to share with you some of the principles of the work we're going to be doing together. The first principle is for you to take 100% responsibility for everything that's happening in your life. And I know that often it seems that other people are causing us to be unhappy, they're causing us to feel hurt or upset or angry, but actually, they're not responsible for our thoughts and for our feelings. We are responsible for our thoughts and our feelings. And when you take 100% responsibility for everything that's going on in your life and the results you're getting, that connects you very deeply with your power. And I would really love you to take responsibility without blaming yourself. So don't say, well, I've really screwed up about this and I've got all of that wrong and it's all my fault and I'm such a loser. This isn't what taking responsibility is about. taking responsibility just says, okay, I'm the one who's going to make the changes from within me. And when I make the changes within me, then everything changes on the outside. So it's all up to me, and I am able to step up to that and do it. It's just a decision, a very powerful decision. The second principle of our work together, and this is something we covered in last week's training or the first week's training, is to eliminate this big fat lie once and for all. And the big fat lie we're going to eliminate today is it's scary to play big. And what I mean by that it's a big fat lie is we're going to expose this limiting belief that you believe is true about you to be a lie that you innocently made up, probably when you were very young, and you've just carried this throughout your life and lived your life as if it's the truth about you. So it has to be exposed as the lie that it is so you can release it once and for all. And the work that we're going to do together is very logical, and there is no way for the truth to hide. And once you get to the magnificent truth of who you really are, then that really opens up so many more opportunities for you. The third principle in the work that we're going to do together is that you have to change your thinking in order to start getting different results in your life. And we know that this is the truth, but often we keep doing the same thing again and again and again, and then wonder why things aren't changing for us. And what I mean about changing your thinking is to really start believing that your thinking can expand. And you can leverage your thinking. You can use it as a tool in order to draw in more of what you want into your life. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be a pushing. It doesn't have to be frantically trying and then falling back and then wondering why things aren't going right and then just thinking, well, this is never going to work for me. It's pointless. You can actually use your thinking to really access that higher part of your being, that powerful part of you, in order to make it all much more effortless. And this is some of the work we're going to be doing today. It's expanding your thinking in a way where you start feeling that this is your new normal. So it's taking you out of your comfort zone in a way where you're not having to use any willpower or determination. You just naturally step into a new comfort zone, which becomes your new normal. And if you can imagine that as you're going through your business journey, you're stepping up, and the next step feels like a big jump because you're thinking, well, you know, I have to be earning that much to get to the next level, and there are people there who I'll feel inferior with. I won't feel comfortable at that level. It'll feel really strange for me, and I'll be talking to people that maybe I don't feel comfortable with. I might have to do a different type of marketing. I may have to have a big marketing funnel and start doing lots of webinars and all of these things. That just feels too much. That feels too much right now with your current thinking. But when you can start bringing in new thinking that becomes your natural thinking, then all of these things will feel exciting. They'll feel fun. They'll feel like a wonderful challenge that you feel able to step into and be able to achieve. And that's very, very different to running your business from a place of fear. When you can run your business from a place of excitement, from a place of fun, from a place of let's try this, and if it doesn't work, that's okay because I'm going to learn so much, but I'm going to give it a go because this is really going to stretch me and it's going to give me huge learnings. When you can run your business from a place like that, that is what stretching your thinking and expanding it really, really means. And everyone is capable of that. You and I can completely do that. It's just making the decision and saying, yeah, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to really go for it because this is what's going to change everything for you. The final pillar of our work together is the fact, and I'm going to say it's a fact because it's a truth, the fact that our meanings cause our fear. And this is something that we explored in one of our earlier trainings, and this is going to be the core of our training today and the exercise I'm going to take you through to get rid of your limiting belief. It's scary to play big. So what do I mean by meanings cause our fear? This again means that nothing in the outside world can give you any of your fears. No one Whatever they say or do can cause any fear within you. Your fear is always 100% of the time caused by the meanings you are innocently making up about events in your life, past events, present events, and future events. That is where your fear comes from. This is really good news because you can sort this out. You can deal with this because it's all internal. If it came from the outside, we'd all be stuffed because we can't change what's going on the outside. We can't change what people are going to say and do. That is outside of our control. So there's no point in even trying to change anyone. But what you can do is start removing the meanings from events and seeing events for what they truly are. They are just neutral events without any meanings. And you'll really start getting a feel for this as we go through our training today. But this is a really, really core part of releasing limiting beliefs, releasing negative feelings, our fears, and starting to live in a way that feels more free. It feels in flow, and it feels really, really great because, you know, your confidence and your courage start rising naturally. Your resilience starts coming out. And when that happens, then you start living a life from a place of enjoyment, of curiosity, of awe. And when I got rid of my limiting beliefs, it really started feeling as if I was broadening my perspective about what was possible for me. It almost felt like I took my blinkers off. And as I started seeing more of the peripheral vision of what was around me, I started becoming much more attuned to what I wanted. And I was able to really start going for things in a big way. And practically, on a business level, that meant being more visible. It meant reaching out to people just to see whether they would partner with me, whether they wanted to be on my podcast, you know, whether we could collaborate, whether we could do something together. And it meant asking for things. So I'd ask people I knew, you know, do you know anyone who would be a good partner for me? Can you introduce me to anyone? Can you connect me to anyone? And it just felt like a fun thing to do. So removing your meanings from events is going to really change so much for you. And I'm really excited to show you how you can do that in the exercise we're going to start going through. One last thing. You probably know a lot about limiting beliefs. So, you know, limiting beliefs, a lot of people talk about them, don't they? But I just want to share one thing, and that's how limiting beliefs are formed. We have different types of limiting beliefs. The three categories of limiting beliefs I work with my clients are these. First of all, I work with self-esteem limiting beliefs. So self-esteem beliefs like I'm not good enough, there's something wrong with me, I'm a fraud, I'll never get what I want, life is difficult. The second category of limiting beliefs I work with are money beliefs. As children, we absorb our parents' money programming and we live our lives often through that money programming without realizing it. So the limiting money beliefs are things like, I don't deserve more money, no one's going to pay me that much, it's selfish to charge high fees. And there's lots and lots of limiting money beliefs, as you can imagine. And then there's a third category of limiting beliefs, which are the compulsive behavior beliefs. And these are beliefs where we believe that if we don't live our lives in this way, then our survival is at stake. So examples of a compulsive behavior limiting beliefs are things like, what makes me good enough is people thinking well of me. What makes me good enough is being successful. What makes me good enough is doing things perfectly. So these are habits that we keep repeating again and again, even though they're not working for us. Now, when I work with my clients, I always start with the self-esteem limiting beliefs. These are the beliefs that we need to release first from our subconscious, because when we get rid of those beliefs, then we start believing that we are absolutely powerful, that we are able to create what we want in our lives, and that we can go for it, that it's possible for us. And when you create that real core of self-belief and self-confidence and trust within yourself, then you stay strong whatever's going on in the outside world. So when a relationship maybe starts going wrong, or your business isn't doing as well as you want, or something is happening in your life that's really difficult, you are able to stay strong and true to yourself and react with intention to whatever is going on around you. And when I started building up my core of confidence and self-belief, I started feeling so much more powerful in how I was being out there in the world. And things still happened which I didn't like, and you know, things would get me down, etc. But what I found was I was able to bounce back so much more quickly. So things that would stop me dead in my tracks for days, I'd get over them quite quickly and think, okay, that happened, no big deal, let me get my learnings from there, and I would be able to move on. And being in business, it's, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, there are times when things really seem as if they're not moving forward, or, you know, we're suffering a setback after setback, promotions aren't working, or we're not getting, you know, yeses on our strategy calls, or you try and pop your price and it doesn't seem to bringing in the clients that you want. So this roller coaster can be all consuming and can really bring us down. When you develop that strong core of personal power within yourself, hang on to it for dear life, protect it with everything you have, because that is what's going to see you through the difficult times. So an example of how limiting beliefs are formed, for example, say a child wants his parents' attention, and his parents are busy, maybe, you know, working or cooking dinner or something else. They say, we'll get around to playing with you, but they don't. They don't have the time. And this happens regularly. So eventually this child might start thinking, I wonder why my parents are always too busy to play with me. Oh, it's because I'm not important. And then that child will carry that limiting belief into his adult life, always looking for more evidence that he's not important, because we always like to be right, don't we? That's how limiting beliefs are formed. Most of our self-esteem beliefs are formed in the first 6 years or so of our lives. And this is something that we're going to be looking at as we go through this exercise together. So, are you ready? Let's get into it. I'm going to take you through step by step on how to release this limiting belief is scary to play big. The method that I use is the Lefkoe belief elimination method, and I was trained by Morty Lefkoe himself. He helped me to release so many of my own limiting beliefs, and it turned my life around. I finally found something that worked amazingly for me, and I trained intensively in this, and I'm so excited and delighted to share this with you. Step number one, write down is scary to play big on a post-it note if you have it. And if you don't have a post-it note, then just write down on a piece of paper. Okay. Now say out loud, it's scary to play big, and give it a number out of 10. The more you agree with the belief, the higher your number out of 10. And don't let your rational mind give you the number, because your rational mind will argue, negotiate, the ego will get involved. Ask your rational mind to go to sleep and let your gut, your intuition, float the number up for you and take the first number you get. And what we're going to be doing together in this exercise is we're going to be bypassing the rational mind and working at the subconscious level, because that's where this belief is deeply embedded, and that's where we need to remove it. So step three, just scan back through your life, go back to your earliest memory, your earliest event associated with this belief is scary to play big. Go back as early as you can, until you find the event. And when you have the event, just write it down in one sentence. Now, you may think that I can't find this event, my memory doesn't go back that early, I can't remember events from my early life, and that's absolutely fine. If you have a feeling that I think this happened around, you know, the age of maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever the age is, go with the feeling. If you have a hazy memory, that's fine, go with a hazy memory. We're just looking for a hook to hang the belief on. And as we go through this exercise, I'm going to use my own example. So you can see, so just fleshing out this exercise for you. My earliest memory associated with the belief is scared to play big is when I was 5. And I had an older sister and she wasn't very fond of me. And she never really let me say or do anything without giving me the evil eye. So she would look at me and I would just go quiet because I was scared of her. And this really stopped me from, you know, being loud and noisy child. I was just very, very quiet and just wanted to stay under the radar to avoid her attention. I hope you have your earliest memory associated with this belief. What we're going to do now is we're going to put your memory on a screen so we can now watch it in real time. And on the screen, we're going to stick a big yellow post-it note with your meaning written on it. Is scared to play big. And it's a very valid meaning that you gave your event. But we're going to look at this event again now through adult eyes, and we're going to find some alternative meanings to explain this event. And again, using my example with my sister when she would look at me and that would just silence me completely, an alternative meaning to that event with my sister could be, even though it was scary to be seen, to be visible with her, it doesn't mean that it's scary to play big with other people. Another meaning could be, I was younger than her and I did what I was told by her. But it doesn't mean that as an adult, I have to be scared of other people. As an adult, I have my power within me. I'm no longer that child, that scared child. Another meaning could be, even if my sister thought I shouldn't play big, she was wrong. Another meaning could be, this event with my sister doesn't tell me scared to play big. It tells me that my sister had insecure thinking. And that was what was causing her to try and shut me down. It was her thinking, it was her limiting beliefs, the meaning she was creating around events in her world. It had nothing to do with me. It was her insecure thinking that was causing her to behave like that. And another meaning I could give this event is, I'm supposed to play big. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to stay under the radar, hide in the background, worry about what people will think about me if I play big, or if I upset other people. I'm here to play big. And if other people don't like it, then that's their business. It's not mine. So now my event, your event, they're covered with post-it notes, all with different meanings written on them. And we can take all of these post-it notes off the event, off the screen, and we're left just with a neutral event. When I was young, when I was around 5, my sister would give me a mean look if I was making noise, if I was the center of attention. That's all that happened. The neutral event is the event in its true meaning. So no events can ever give us any meanings. We always make up the meanings in our head, and then we stick them to the event in the form of a post-it note. And then we think, the meaning is as true as the event. But we know that's not the case, is it? The event is true, it happened, it's real, but the meaning that we made up in our heads are just thoughts and they're not real or true. Step number 5, just close your eyes and step back into your event that you chose. Your earliest event. Remember, we're just focusing on this one event. Don't jump to any other events. Just stay with that one earliest event. And as you step back into the event, just take a good look in the outside world. Can you see your limiting belief is scary to play big? Can you see it written in letters and words out there in the world, like as if it was a physical entity out there in the real world? So just check the ceiling, the sky, the walls, look around your head, look on the floor, and just see if you can see your limiting belief written out there in the world. And if you can see it, what's the location of that belief? And what colors the writing? Is it in uppercase or lowercase? If you can't see your limiting belief out there in the world, if you're thinking, I can't see it, I can just feel it, that's absolutely fine. There's no right or wrong whether you can see it or not. If you can't see it, that's absolutely fine, because the next step will definitely apply to you. So if you can see your limiting belief out there in the world is scary to play big, I want to ask you, if I was standing there next to you and you pointed to your limiting belief out there in the world, would I be able to see it in the real physical world? I wouldn't, would I? Because I can't see your thinking as a physical entity in the physical world, and nor can you. It's impossible. And if your limiting belief has never actually physically been out there in the world all these years, where has it been? That's right, it's been in your head where you made it up. And you've lived most of your life as if it's a truth, a fact you found out there in the world. Now you're thinking, hang on a minute, I've never discovered it out there in the world. It's just been in my head all this time where I made it up. Does that feel true? Step six, step back into that event, into your earliest event, close your eyes if it helps, and get that feeling as strongly as you can. It's scary to play big. Make sure you feel it as much as you can. Good, I hope you've got that feeling nice and strong. So when you feel that scary, that it's scary to play big, is that feeling, is it coming from the event, or is it coming from the meaning you made up in your head to explain the event? It has to come from the meaning you made up in your head, can't it? No event can ever give you a feeling. You always have to have a thought about it first before you get the feeling. The thought leads to the feeling. And the thought can only come from within you. It can't come from the outside world. Now, I'd like you to go back and visit your younger self with the alternative meanings we found. I'm going to go back and visit 5-year-old Nina, who's scared of her big sister, of getting her attention in any way. And I'm going to say to 5-year-old Nina, Nina, this event doesn't mean it's scary for you to play big. It just means that it makes me feel scary right now in this situation to play big around your sister, because she doesn't seem to want you to have any attention. But in other situations with other people, it's absolutely safe for you to play big. And she's just acting through her own insecure thinking. And that's the best she can do right now with the thinking that she has. But don't take it to be the truth about you. If she thinks that you should be playing big, you don't have to take that on to be true about you. You can just push that back to her and say that's your thinking and you're wrong. Because the truth about you is that you are here to play big. That is absolutely your purpose. You're here to have fun. You're here to engage. You're here to connect. And that's not in a big, you know, here am I way. It's just with your confidence and knowing you have as much right in this world to take your space as anyone else. You have as much right to play big in this world as everyone else, because that's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to learn. And if other people don't like it, that has actually nothing to do with you. That is down to their insecure thinking. And never ever let anyone else's insecure thinking stop you from being who you truly are, of shining your light in this world. Is there anything that you'd like to say to yourself, to your younger self inside that early event? And is there any learning you can take from your event that would be helpful for you? Great work. Let's move on to the next step. We're going to disconnect the event and the meaning. The event and the meaning were never meant to be together. You just innocently put them together, but actually they're two separate things. So in your mind's eye, put the event on a screen and stick a big yellow post-it note to the event with your meaning written on it. It's scary to play big. And now watch as the event and the post-it note become powerful magnets which repelled each other, and they've disconnected from each other, and they are zooming off to the opposite ends of the universe because they're so happy to finally be apart from each other. And just see your event doing little loops, little somersaults of joy, saying, thank you for finally taking that big fat lie meaning off me. And now I can go back to my natural form, which is just a neutral event. And I hope your event and your meaning have disconnected for you. And can you see now? Does it feel true to you that this feeling that you had is scary to play big, that you thought came from reality, from the event, was just an interpretation you made up to explain that event? So let's cross out the words on that post-it note, it's scary to play big. Now you have a completely clean space that you can write on. What could you write that would be true about you and who you really are? What truth are you left with about yourself, about playing big? And just write that down. Okay, step number 9. Take a breath in, let it out slowly, let your early event go, keep any learnings from it, and say out loud, it's scary to play big, and give that a number out of 10. Now, I hope you got a great result from that, because you can go back and compare your early number when we first started to the number you just got here. And I would love it if you can share your numbers as we start doing the Q&A straight after we finish this exercise. So congratulations and well done for following through with this. And I hope you got a really great shift, because when you start having these shifts in your subconscious and start putting in new empowering beliefs, then you can start implementing with deliberate and real intention. And this is where you can start focusing on what you really want and focusing on those actions that are going to make a big, big difference in your business. And talking of actions, do you remember that action you wrote down earlier? The one action you would really like to take if you didn't have that belief. Are you willing to take that action now? Now that you've exposed that belief to be a lie about you, or if you're not willing to take that action right now, what new action are you willing to take that would really help you to start booking in more clients, that would start getting more flow and momentum into your business? Is it anything that you've been putting off doing? Any resistance to any action that you think, actually, I think I can do that now? And again, I would love you to share, if you're willing to, with us, what you're committed to doing now that you weren't committed to doing before we started this call. Great, thank you. And if anyone has any questions, I would love to answer them. Any comments, if you want to share anything with your numbers, if they went down when you started and when you finished this belief, and also your new empowering belief that you created, please do share. And I'm here to answer any questions as well.
Wow, Nina, what a powerful exercise. It was familiar to me, of course, because you've done it with me several times. But yeah, I really got a lot out of it. Maybe while we're waiting for any questions or takeaways, you guys can use the chat and the Q&A. I'll share some of what I wrote down. Basically, my version of playing big, or at least the idea behind it, is something I'm not really ready to reveal yet. But yeah, Nina, shall I go ahead and share my experience of this exercise?
Oh, yes, please. That would be wonderful.
Okay, cool. So I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not ready to reveal that yet. But it's something that I think I've had some fear holding me back. And I've taken little baby steps toward it, but no real big, bold actions. So just going through your exercise, why was it scary? And in my mind, it was scary because I could fail, and that I might not be able to recruit enough people to make this successful. So those are the reasons that it was scary. I also came up with excuses for not moving forward. Like I need to see an example of this working somewhere else. Those are reasons for being scared and the excuses I was giving. I did the 1 through 10 when you asked us to visualize a number for it's scary to play big. And before we went through the exercise, it was a 7. Shall I keep going, Nina?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, yeah. So I went back to my childhood memory, and mine was fuzzy. It wasn't crystal clear or anything, but I had the impression that it was in elementary school, and it wasn't a spelling bee, but it was that kind of situation where maybe I and several others were in the front of the room, and I was just afraid to speak up. I was afraid to play big and say my answer, and so I just let someone else do it. So that's at least where my mind went when you asked us to think about a childhood event. The next thing I wrote down was, I think you had us write down an empowering belief, or at least that's the next thing in my notes. Mm-hmm. And the one I came up with, I really like it. It's when you play big, you can win big, and there's no limit to how many times you can play until you win. So yes, it's true. We all die at some point. So I suppose there is some kind of finite limit, but while we're alive, there's really no limit to how many times you can play big. And you know, if you think about all the successes of a lot of people we know of, a lot of them have failed a whole bunch before making it big. And even then, sometimes they fail and then they pick themselves back up and keep playing big. So I really like the concept that, you know, when you play big, you can win big, and there's no limit to how many times you can play until you win.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me feel good about this thing that I want to do. It's like, if it fails, that's okay. I'll come up with something else and play that, or figure out what went wrong and play big until it goes right.
Yeah.
You had us also look for the phrase, it's scary to play big. And at first, I saw it on the classroom wall back in that kind of spelling bee situation. And it was spray painted on the wall in, it wasn't blood, but it was like a blood red on the wall. And if I looked out the window, it was in the sky, same blood red color, like big fuzzy clouds, like huge words in the sky. So I thought that was interesting. And of course, nobody else could see that. Then you asked us to go back and rate that 1 through 10 again. And it dropped all the way down to a 2. So that feels really good.
That's terrific. That's a terrific result.
Yeah. At first it was a 4, and then I closed my eyes again, and 2 was even stronger. So that was really cool to see the number go down quite that far. I've got an action in front of me, which is basically to reach out to some people in a different, I almost want to say niche, but this really isn't marketing related, but reach out to some other people in in another context to ask them, you know, what really just to start doing research and saying, you know, how possible is it to do something like this where you've had success and really just really look for some mentors in this other area. And so, yeah. And by the way, this isn't like really a coaching thing or it's really not even that connected to my business. But it's something that I've wanted to do for a little while, but I've been afraid to move forward on it. So, so this was really, really helpful for me, Nina. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And it's interesting because once you remove that limiting belief, you start seeing evidence of where you've taken a risk and it's worked, or where you've stepped up and you've had a good result, and when other people are doing it, it's okay to do it. And so the evidence that you start seeing changes immediately from the negative evidence to the positive evidence. And that's what gives us the confidence then to go for it and try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is all about beliefs. And sometimes a way to sort of cheat on that is just to look at other people who didn't have that belief and did it. It's like, oh, well, if they can do it, maybe I can do it. And so I love that shortcut to really getting to the fact that they must just have different beliefs if they're out there doing it and I'm not. So
absolutely. Yeah. Terrific. Thank you for sharing that. That's really a great example of how to go through this and how your thinking can just change in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're really good at this. So thank you for helping me go through this exercise. So I wonder if anybody else would be willing to share really any part of the exercise or what you got from it by typing in the chat box or in the Q&A box. And again, if you'd rather keep it private, keep it anonymous, that's fine. I didn't disclose everything about, you know, my experience. I just, you know, shared the stuff that I felt comfortable sharing, and maybe you're the same way, but we do have some people on the call. If any of you are willing to share, that's awesome. And if you're not, that's also awesome, and no problem. But I hope, maybe you can at least let us know if this exercise was helpful for you. Maybe even just a quick yes or no. I'll say yes in all capital letters that it was very helpful for me. If I do play big and win big, yeah, it's basically going to take care of my family for the rest of my life and their lives. So like that feels really good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a client, it was a laser coaching client, and she was struggling with her business. She wasn't charging deposits. She was just letting the client pay everything at the end. She wasn't charging what she wanted to charge. And after she let go of this particular belief and a host of other beliefs as well, her vision grew to the extent where she went from earning less than $2,000 a month. By the time that we finished working together, she was fully booked out and getting $2,000 profit a month. And then she set herself a goal for that year to have a business of $100,000 or more. And she said, I believe I can do this. And that was her thinking expanded to the extent where she knew she could do this. And so she was taking solid steps and solid action to make that a reality for her because her belief was so strong. So everything starts with a thought. Everything has to start with a thought, and you change your life with changing your thinking. And that's what makes this so powerful, because you don't have to rely on the outside world to give you anything. You can actually focus on it and then create it for yourself.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it really is all about beliefs. There are examples that where like really successful people will say, hey, you know, you could take away my wallet and my Rolodex and drop me off in a strange city, and I'd have to start all over again. And in a very short time, I would be just as successful, maybe more successful. So I mean, and it's not necessarily the knowledge they have. I mean, sure, that's helpful, but knowledge is easy. You can just go on to Google and get knowledge. But it's that belief that probably translates into confidence and strategies, things like that. So Nina, you've probably heard this said before, and I don't know if it was Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn. I think it was Jim Rohn, but somebody said like, that you are the average of the five people you hang around with the most in all sorts of aspects. So if you have, you know, that your income is the average of the five people you hang around the most. Your happiness is the happiness, average happiness of the five people you hang around the most. And so I think, you know, there's also maybe something to be said for really picking and choosing who you're hanging around and the circles you run in. And I think that's where you start to develop some of those beliefs in additional ways besides your process. But, you know, you start to see that other people have this belief and they're doing it. And I think you start to adopt those beliefs.
Yes. And I used to think they have something special that I don't have. They've got an extra little sprinkling of some, you know, fairy dust that I wasn't given. And that's just not true. No one has anything that anyone else doesn't have. You say, well, they were born into prosperity or they've got this advantage, they've got, you know, these connections and everything. That's true. But there are so many people without any of those advantages who have created so much success in their life. They've started with nothing. No one has anything special. What some people have that other people don't have is the belief that they can create what they want in their life. If they don't have it already, they can make it happen. And that is the special thing, if you like, that some people have. But actually, it's accessible to each and every one of us, whatever our situation.
Yeah, it really is true. We did get some feedback from someone, and it's not a contest, but if it was, then Nan would have beat me by quite a bit. She went from an 8 to a 1, so I'm going to read what Nan has to say here. So Nan says, I've had a physical reaction, like an energy flowing through me. I started as an 8, I'm now a 1. My new belief is that I'm supposed to play big, and I can see evidence to prove it. Nina, that was so powerful. Thank you. My promise is that I will continue working with Rob, because Nan and I are working together, and that I am committed to following through on my plans and goals.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations, I'm giving you a clap. That is a terrific result. And you have used this as an opportunity to step into a higher version of yourself. And you've made that decision and that commitment, and I congratulate you. That is incredible.
Yeah, I was applauding too, Nan, but I was muted. And also thank you for stepping up and sharing too. I mean, I think it probably benefited you to share that, like just from getting it out of your head and onto the computer. But also, of course, it benefited everyone on this call, whether they're here live or listening to the replay. And I'm sure it gave Nina some great feedback too. Her process just continues to work over and over for people. And, you know, I'm certainly a great example of that. And Nan, it sounds like you are also a great example of that. And as we work together, maybe we don't have to share the actual like numerical results, but I'm confident that they're going to be bigger now than they would have even before. So Nan, thank you for courageously sharing what you got through the exercise and really benefiting every single person on the call now or listening to the call. So thank you, Nan.
Yeah, that's terrific. Terrific result. And that's how we tie up the mindset with taking action, because now you know that you're able to step up and do something so much bigger. And therefore, you will start taking bigger, bolder action than ever before. And when resistance comes up, you'll be able to go through that resistance and still take your action, because you know now you're here to play big. And this is what being in business is really about. The difficulty that I keep seeing in my clients again and again is they know they should be taking certain action. They know they should be marketing more. They know they should be getting their offer out there. But there's the fear that holds them back and stops them from doing it. And that's when they really beat themselves up and go down into this negative thinking about themselves. So by clearing out all this clutter from your subconscious, you're going to find it so much easier. And, you know, this is just a start. You got rid of one belief. You got a terrific result. But this is the start of how it's going to be in terms of being able to start creating a bigger vision for yourself. And when you have a bigger vision, then you can start moving towards it with more certainty. and I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, to, I'd love for you to know, I'd love to know what bigger action you can take now as a result of this, what you actually are doing and how this is going to really snowball for you. So, you know, please do let me know. It would be really, really great to find out how this is affecting your business.
Yeah, and I'll also add that, you know, Nina, you and I have had several sessions together, and in between those sessions, like, I know your process, and I, you know, I could actually go through the steps myself, but there's just something about being guided by having somebody actually with me, kind of holding that space with me and helping me come to those answers, or if I say I can't remember something, really just staying with me until I can, and helping me, you know, crash through that belief. So, you know, I just want to say that that you guys, this coaching offer that Nina and I have put together, I think could be tremendous for you, because, you know, Nina took a great belief right now. I mean, this is a great start, but when I started working with Nina, that was not my number one belief. We all have a different limiting belief that's more powerful than the rest. And so, Nina, is it true that in the coaching program, like on the first call, do you sort of make a starting list of beliefs and rank them so that in the coaching relationship, you know how to eliminate them to get people the best results the fastest, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. In the first session, which is a 30-minute call just for us to get to know each other, I want to know what your vision is. I want to know what your challenges are. And then we drill down into those challenges to find out the limiting beliefs that are keeping those challenges in place. And I take you through a list of limiting beliefs I've put together over the years working with clients. We start with self-esteem beliefs, and I get you to rank them out of 10, just as we've done with this one today. And so we always have that list that we keep going back to start knocking out those beliefs one by one. And once you've let go of your self-esteem beliefs, then we start working on your money limiting beliefs. And as you can imagine, that opens a whole new set of doors for you, because you can start putting your pricing up and start becoming really confident about your offer and the value that you're providing as well. So this is ongoing work. I would say mindset is ongoing work throughout your life. I'm still doing lots of it. I've still got limiting beliefs I'm working on. I've got blind spots. I work with someone to help me to identify my blind spots. I have resistance coming up. There's certain things that I don't want to do that I think, okay, what's going on here? I know I can, you know, dive deep, find out what's going on, and I can deal with this and I can move forward. I don't want to stay stuck in my life. I don't want to just be in my comfort zone throughout my life. Because actually, my comfort zone doesn't feel very comfortable. It can feel like I'm in a box or I'm in a cage, and that doesn't feel good. And since I have stepped up and I've done it continually, it just feels much more freeing than being in that old comfort zone. And life is an adventure. And I don't want to go through life thinking, well, I half lived my life, but I didn't really play full out. And I really want to be able to look back on my life and think, yeah, I took some risks, things didn't work, some stuff worked. That's all okay, but at least I tried, I did things, I went for things. And it's so much more interesting living like that than being boxed in and living from a place of fear. Yeah, I just wanted to share that because it's something that's really become apparent to me as I carry on doing this personal development work.
Yeah, thank you, Nina. I also wanted to just say that, you know, when Nan shared her comments, I think that's an example of playing big, of, you know, like stepping up and stepping out and sharing. And Nan also followed up and said, thank you. It really did help to share. And I do feel like I've stepped into a higher level of myself. So thank you, Nina. And she's also thanking me too, which I appreciate. It's so great that that Nina was able to do this set of calls for us. I think this probably will be turned into a product that people will pay a lot of money for, and just so happy that you guys could go through this live with Nina.
Yeah, that's a really terrific result for you, Nan. I'm so pleased that you've got that, and roll with it, and, you know, get into action and really, really go for it, because you can achieve so much more than you can ever believe is possible for you.
And I'll just tell kind of it's a third party story. Like, it's not about me, but it's about me observing someone And I'm trying to be vague enough that I don't like say names or whatever, but this is a name that I think almost everybody listening to this call would recognize. And I sort of studied this person from a distance and noticed that this person was always doing something similar to what Nina does. It was a little bit of a different approach, but it was the same thing. And I used to think, what a waste of time. Like, shouldn't you be focusing on the left brain, logical numbers and strategies and this and this and this? But I just watched this person go from not really successful at all to like amazingly successful just by what I believe is really getting rid of the negative beliefs and it's probably mostly the negative beliefs and just keep doing it. So, you know, not just a one-time thing. And just doing it like, maybe not daily, but regularly. And just any time a negative belief would come up, that belief got destroyed. And that's why, again, and I'm not really trying to push the coaching here with Nina. I think it'd be a great thing for anybody who would like to do this. But that's one of the benefits of having Nina as your laser coach for a full year is you can just keep on cranking through those beliefs. I was inspired by watching this person just really experience incredible success. Every time I'd sort of check up on this person, they were way more successful than the previous time. And I just have to believe that that a lot of it was related to doing that inner work. Maybe that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, I've seen it myself, and I've obviously seen it in my clients many times over. There was a client who I started working with because she wanted to create a new business, and she wanted to take it to the $2 million mark in 2 to 3 years. And she knew the only thing that could stop her was herself. And she wanted to make sure she had a really as easy a run as possible in this new business. And she cleared out so many limiting beliefs, we worked a lot on her money beliefs as well. This was her childhood programming that she'd never ever tackled before. And she knew that this was something that she needed to get right in order to step up and create a much bigger business than she'd ever created before. And that was great self-awareness. And athletes, they have coaches, don't they? They have mindset coaches because they know when they work on their inner blocks, they can get that extra 2 to 3%, which can make all the difference between coming second or third and winning. And I know that there are many, many top business people who have done personal development work, not just in the coaching business, but in it area, but in other niches as well. And that has transformed them and made them into truly inspirational leaders. So this inner work, it's so important, you know, whether you just carry on doing those mindset practices that we spoke about in the second call, but whatever you do, whoever you do it with, please do take some time to work on your thinking. It is your most valuable asset by far. It's more valuable than your website, than your marketing strategy, or anything else, because from your thinking, you will create your reality. Whatever that reality is going to be for you, whether it's going to be a smaller reality or a bigger reality, it is going to come from how expanded or how small your thinking is. And you have a choice that you can change your thinking in any given moment. It's elastic. It can shrink, it can expand, but you can control that yourself. And that is where your power lies, in your thinking. So please give it all the attention it deserves, nurture it, look after it, really, really take great care of it, because your reality is going to be based upon what you think.
Yeah, it's really true. And Nina, you've just kind of reconnected the dots for me with what you just said. Because I think for a long time, I mean, I studied lots of self-help programs and stuff like that. And my thought was kind of like, I can work on my inner stuff and maybe feel good. But there is a connection between what you do inside and kind of what you manifest on the outside. And I don't know, for some reason, at least the way I had been seeing things earlier was just that they were separate. But just, you know, of course I now have lots of references for the fact that they're not, But it took me a while to get there, to realize that when you change or improve the way you are on the inside, the outside just kind of, I don't know if it's law of attraction or what it is, but the outside just kind of shows up, and you get way more than you did before.
Yeah. And the way that someone explained that to me was, they said that your outer world is a mirror of your thinking. So as you change your thinking, the outer world automatically has to change to reflect your new thinking. So for example, if there's someone who really annoys you and you change your mind about that person, they stop annoying you. That person hasn't changed. It's just your thinking about them has changed, and they're just mirroring your thinking back to you. The world is literally a mirror. When you're in a good mood, everything seems rosy, things don't bother you. When you have low mood thinking going on, everything just seems like an effort. It's annoying. Someone, you know, says something which really spoils your day. And it's just pivoting your thinking, which can create that world of abundance, of peace, of joy, of passionate connection with your business. Or it can be the thinking that creates drudgery, struggle, setbacks, and a real struggle to make things work. And it comes from your thinking. So work, you know, do this work on your thinking, on your personal development, because it will change everything for you. Your perception is your reality. And by changing your perception, you can truly start calling in what you want. It is absolutely the truth. It's happened to me again and again. When I don't do this work, then things start falling apart. When I get back onto it, things start flowing more easily. And I hope that's something that you found as well, Rob, because it really is so easy to make these changes inside of you. So, so easy to do that. And by not doing it, then it just makes everything much harder. We're working longer hours, and it just feels really, really difficult.
Yeah, and by seeming like a lot of work or seeming difficult, what's cool for me is that you know, we did this. I guess our call here today is 90 minutes because you did a lot of explaining, but the actual exercise itself does not take a lot of work or a lot of effort. And so, you know, as far as doing quote unquote work to be quote unquote more successful, this seems to me like a really small thing you can do to make a big difference. I guess we call that the 80-20 rule. It's a little thing that makes a big difference.
Yeah, and it makes everything more enjoyable as well. It just lightens everything up. Don't take things too seriously. You can just bounce back more easily and just think, okay, that happened, no big deal, and just keep going without it knocking you back, you're knocking you sideways, and without losing hope in yourself. So this is, you know, something that is easy. What takes the time in my work is finding limiting beliefs. Everyone's got their own unique set of limiting beliefs, because we're all unique thinkers. That's a wonderful thing about us. And it's and that's where I say my superpower is, in really drilling down and finding what is the absolute core of that resistance. What's really going on? What do you believe to be true about yourself? So it's dragging that limiting belief out of your subconscious. That's where the skill lies, and then taking you through that exercise, so it really gets rid of that limiting belief once and for all. It permanently goes, and then obviously you can start, you know, putting in new powerful beliefs in its place.
Awesome, Nina. Well, this was an amazing call. I really, really, really appreciate you being here. I know how valuable your time is, and you've spent 3 weeks with us sharing, not holding back at all, and sharing the very best of what you can with us. So first of all, Nina, I just want to say thank you from me and from everyone else in the group.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've loved these three calls, and thank you for, you know, all the participation. And Rob, it's been wonderful spending this time with you as well.
Yeah, awesome.
We don't normally get to hang out this long, do we?
No, we don't. That's very true.